Here we are. We'll make it out of home. I spoke about an idea last week, which I realized afterwards. It's so fundamental, and maybe I'm very passionate about it, but I have to be much clearer about the point, what it is. What's the avoda of hachna? And when I say it's the shirish of being Jewish, what does that mean? I'll give you an example. Two Bochrim, young Bochrim, are confronted in a life situation as follows. They're young, at the beginning of their budding years, both a big shiva is to become Talmid Chachamim, captured by the Nazis. And they're confronted with a following challenge. Nazi officer demands from them to be over on a certain avera. Let's say they have to be mercy nefesh, but didn't have to be mercy nefesh from. But nothing too much. Let's say like one meiser, bow down to a cross, or even show respect to a cross. Okay. If not, He'll blind them. The Bochrim make a cheshbon. Okay, being blind for life. What's he asking? Do one ma'aseh avera. One ma'aseh avera. Okay, make it even easier. A shaila of, according to some Rishonim, Pashtus, he wasn't even in a ma'aseh of yarg val yaver of showing respect to a cross. It could be even less than that. Just being over on a certain lav, the rice, according to Rishonim, that you have to be on giving up an aver for a love, to give up an aver, it's going to blind them. You're going to run a love to arise. One bochur makes a cheshbon. If I'm blind now, at my age, there's no way I'm going to become a Talmud Chacham. There's no way I'll be able to learn. Back in those days, definitely, there's no opportunity to braille sfarim, v'chadoyim, v'chulu, no recorders. He realizes his capability of becoming a Talmud Chacham is over. One of the Bochrim says, "Fapidin, it's also for me to do the avera. I'm not going to do the avera." And the Nazi officer blinds him, takes out his eyes. The other bocher can't withstand the nisayon, and he lemaisa. It was half a minute over the avera, and lemaisa, he was saved. After the war, the bocher with the eyesight goes on to shteig, do tshuva, become one of the greatest talmidei chacham of his generation, marbitz Torah to the masses, made a mapecha in the world. He had a tremendous influence, Yiddishkeit, on the Welt, did a tremendous uftu. And the other one, Nebuch, survived the war, blinded man, wasn't able to even to build a family. He lived his life as a kosher Jew, doing that which he had to do, according to his matziv, filling his tafkid, day in, day out, as life went on. Who is greater from those two people? Who's great? Who will come to the Olam Emes will get a bigger Kabbalah upon him? Have a bigger Chelik in Olam Haba? No. What? The blind one. It's an Aleph Beis of Judaism. He did what he's supposed to do. The other one didn't do what he's supposed to do. But what do you mean? You see what happened? Wasn't he right? What did he do already? What did he do? And he did tshuva already. But you see, he revolutionized the world. He was makar of thousands of Yidden. Because of him, thousands of people are Shemer Shabbos. Thousands of people are not being Nechshon Averis. So what's greater? Mutav Sheichal Shabbos Achaz. And to save thousands of Jews from becoming Mechal Shabbos. Or Mutav, you see what a Talmud Chacham became, what a Ma'abit Tari became. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus was Nizgala in the world through this other one. So he did one Maisa Aveira. He bowed down to the cross. He gave one little bow. Didn't make a difference. It was B'Seser, no one saw. No Chil Hashem, no nothing. The answer is, but he didn't do what he's supposed to do, and the other one did what he's supposed to do. That's what being a Jew is about. Being a Jew is hachno, is lasis ritzoin yisborach without any cheshbonus. That's called hachno. That's what Avdus Hashem is. People striving to achieve spirituality, and they have themselves there with their own agenda, not coming from a place of surrender, of hachno to Ratzon Hashem. That's not Avodas Hashem. It's a madrega. It's in the Shoresh, it might be that he wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not full Avodah. True Avodah is Bitul HaRotzen, Bitul HaYeshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now when I say that it's a Nisoyin of today, it's in so many ways the worship of the self. The whole concept of self, the past 150 years, has become so strong. Values, what's considered good, what's considered bad, in the world became, it's all where there's self-expression, self. That's the opposite of Avodas Hashem, that's the opposite of what being Jewish is about. I'll give you another example. I'm being practical a bit before I go into the parasha itself, because there's Yesoidis Yahadus, Yesoidis of Judaism here involved. I'd have said more of the tapes would have been off, but okay. I got a phone call last night. A mother of a Talmud, the Talmud's been in touch for the past 2 months. And I get to issues that he's going through. Phone call last night. My wife tells me she's looking for me. Taka wasn't able to answer my phone. Okay, I call her back. She begins speaking to me. At some point, she burst out crying. Rabbi Avrami. Okay. What could I do more? I daven. I'll pray. Give me a zgula. Give me a zgula that I should do for my son. What could I do for him? I pray. I say Tehillim. Shirashirim, all of it. Tell me more. What could I do for him? I listen. I tell him, Mrs. Accept. Surrender. I explain. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. The circumstances, the way they're coming his way. He's doing his best. You want things to go better for him, of course. So do I, so do him, so does he. But Hashem runs this world. Hashem knows what's good. Answer is, accept. Rabbi, what could I do? I said, you can daven. I'll do anything more. Bring him to Eretz Yisrael, take him around, do with him whatever. I said, Mrs., I'll tell you what to do. Surrender. Don't do anything. Accept. She says, she hears. I gave a good 5 minutes of chizuk over there. I'm saying that emunah bitachon, etc. Is there anything more? I said, surrender is a very, very, very hard thing to do. Very hard. It's very, very hard. I think that's not more than enough. It is. That is what you're supposed to do. Not do anything. Surrender. What's surrender? Accept. Not try to say 40 days Shira Shira at the Kosel. Not to say, what's the new style? The Shira of Perek Shira. Say Nishmas. Bek Chala. No. Don't do. Surrender. What does surrender mean? Be Machnia. Be Machnia. Accept. I'll tell you what I wanted to tell her and what I shut up and I didn't tell her. I wanted to tell her, and that's going to bring the Yeshua. If you let go, you surrender, you don't do anything, that's going to bring the Yeshua. But why didn't I say it? Because I'm missing the point. Because then she's surrendering to bring the Yeshua. That's also wrong. You're not controlling Hashem. That's Avodah Zarah. And I really want to explain to you. You have to understand this. This is fundamental. And it's fundamental for you boys. You're all going to be fathers, leaders, rabbeim. You'll be teaching for the next, Be'ezer Hashem, 100 years. You have to understand this. This is one of the greatest challenges of our generation. Lack of surrender. I wasn't going to tell you to be nichna, because that's going to bring the Yeshua. Because then it's weiter. Through my hachno, I'm bringing about the Yeshua. I'm going to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll make myself a vehicle for Hashem's blessing, and therefore I'm going to somehow be poil the Yeshua. I'm using those, you know, words. You can say it's Sephardic language, you can say Hasidic language, you can say Yiddish language. It's all the same idea. That's called Avodah Zarah. Prayer is also not a way of manipulation. Mitzvah is not a way of manipulation. Judaism is all about one thing. Sha'atuhu Hashem Elokeinu. Binichna Takodesh Baruch Hu, Takodesh Baruch Hu's will. Torah and mitzvahs is doing Takodesh Baruch Hu's will because it's Takodesh Baruch Hu's will, not because there's the I, the ego, the ich, the enoichius. Enoichi is the mavdil beinechem levein elokeichem. Prayer can never be a tool of tzadik goyzev Takodesh Baruch Hu mekayim, the most stupid way understood by some people. Or I'll do something in order to bring about a vehicle to bring a blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what brings a blessing. The greatest blessing is V'hoyam Shamoa Tishmu'u. How does the parasha of Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs begin and tell you that the Schar is in everything? The Yesod of Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs begins from what? V'hoyam Ta'asu HaTorah V'haMitzvah. And then v'nosatim tararsachem b'ito yoru malkosh. It's also true, but it doesn't begin that way. The first thing is im shamo atishmu darher. Listen, surrender, be machnia. Mitzvah has to be a form of avoida. What does avoida mean? Avdus, servitude. We're an eved. Ani avdecho ben amosecho. Mitzvah has an etchayim. Torah has an etchayim. But Torah has to come along with an avdus. As a vehicle of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not serving oneself. Am I clear? You're smiling, Ori. You getting what I'm saying? Or am I saying what I want to be saying? Is it coming across? What? I should be Magda more. What? Kishbachum is ave. The tefillah is shel tzadikim, huh? What? Tefillah Grada is, there's stronger language in Chazal of Misavli Tefillah and Shal Tzadikim. But I want to explain the idea behind the Aleph base of Judaism in Torah Mitzvahs. Pasuk in Iyov says, Tzedak Matita Eloi. If you become a tzaddik, you're not giving Hashem anything. Just like if a person's marshia, he's not mekalkel anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisave loder batachtoinim that there should be ashras hashchina in the world, and through a person's averis, he's mesalik the shchina from the world, and he causes that there's a bitul ritzoyne yisborach in the world, and through his doing mitzvahs, he's mashur shchina batachtoinim, and he brings the shchina to the world, etc. That's not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. That's giving the world. That's doing for yourself. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the greatest vehicle of blessing in the world is through listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivuyim, through avdus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not chaser anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not chaser anything. In the world, Hashkofer Rishonim, it's, you won't even find the Lashonis that you'll find in the Ramchal, which is, I'm not Machin Ravek, but it's not the ultimate shleimus of the full idea. Ramchal is Lashonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mated. You won't find that Lashon in any of the Rishonim, because it's not a full, true Lashon. What do I mean? We can't, and it's wrong, to even say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something. Wants to be mated. That's also not shalim. Yes, the hanhog of a this hanhog of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hanhog of Kodesh Baruch Hu is a toivu mated, and part of the hanhog of a toivu mated is yes that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to kivyochel for the bruin to be toiv. But as the Rambam writes and the Nefesh HaChaim explains it at length, we can never describe and speak about atzmuso yisborach. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. There's no such thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us tzivuyim. Telling us, giving us Torah mitzvahs, which will direct us for that. L'tovlonu kol hayomim, as the Lashon HaPasuk says, l'chayoyischem k'hayoyim hazeh, to give us life, to give us goodness, and that's the nasis ritzoinoi. But atzmusa yisborach beyond our capability of appreciating and understanding, and that's not part of our. It's beyond us, and it's not what we're supposed to be doing in this world. We can't. A person doesn't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us at all. In Tirsha, you can't be Mekalka. Hitler was only able to do whatever he did is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him, and he was a vehicle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen to be done in the world through one way. Reb Chaim Brisker was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vehicle to bring one thing to the world, and Hitler was a different vehicle to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen to the world. As crazy as that sounds, my phrasing it that way. But no one had could be his own person doing something on his own without a Kodesh Baruch Hu directly giving him the koyach all along. Mitzvah hey in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Hu shetzivanu la'avdoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs la'avdoi. I won't translate that. From not wanting to minimize the meaning of that word. Ukvar nichbal ze atzivu pa'amayim. Bomrei va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. Va'omar va'oisei ta'avoidu. Va'avol pish ze atzivu gam kin me'atzivim ma'koyladim kima shibiyarnu b'sherish dalet. Hine yesh bo yichud echot shibtzivu latfilo. It's a mitzvah koileles avoides Hashem, which we'll discuss shortly. Was that it's a mitzvah which has an afkamina for many, many mitzvahs, and it's koileles details of mitzvahs. But there's a specific concept that it's miyuchad for tefillah. Veloshin sifri vela avdei zut tefillah. That's where the mitzvah sasev tefillah is. והיום שומע תשמע מצווה יש השם לא יכם מצווה יש לכם היום להבו יש השם לא יכם הוא לא עובדוי B'chol levavichem. Eiz b'avoyde shebalev, zohi tefila. V'amru gamkein, ula avdoizu Talmud. That's a litvak. La avdoizu Talmud. What's pshat? Ube mishnah zoi, shabblezib nesh ob yosi aglidan rum, nam le ikert tefila mitzvah, may hochas Hashem le kechatira voisik tavoit. Va'omru avdeihu b'teirosoi va'avdeihu b'migdoshoi. Rotze loymar hichaven eilav lispal l'sham, kuma shibir shloymer olav ashom. Va'shtei do ivduhu b'talmudoi. Sirva kodesh baruch hu through Talmud. What does it mean, sirva kodesh baruch hu through Talmud? Omar Abba. B'shem de Zeydeh. Of Deyu B'Talmudah, Yizok the Rambam. The Chiyuv, the Mitzvah is to use Limud HaTorah, of Deyu B'Mitzvah, to use Mitzvahs as a vehicle of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or servitude. Hachno'o. Torah and Mitzvahs has to be a tool of our Avodah becoming Avodim Lamokim, Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is mitzav and mazir on avodah zara. What's an avodah zara? What's avodah zara? Avodah zara, the old avodah zara, like the avodah zara of today. Like the avodah zara of today. You have it also nowadays. Just once upon a time, the world and the people were much more in touch with the spiritual underpinnings behind the happenings of the world. The earlier Ovid Avodah Zarah, they tried through different forms of worship and actions to control spiritual powers. To worship the koyach of the rain in order to bring about rain. And as the Psukim in Yirmiyah say, the Kadosh Baruch Hu many times allows it to happen exactly that way. That through certain rituals of Avodah Zarah, worshipping the rain, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will allow the rain to fall in such a way in order to, as cholak Hashem, cholak Amin, to be machlik them. They have no shaykhis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his hashgacha, to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to go with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow them to slip through those cracks. They prefer it that way. Shechol HaKashem. M'chol HaAmin. Using actions to control spiritual powers. That's Avodah Zarah. Today also, I've met up with Jewish Ovid Avodah Zarah. Nebuch told today, you have Ovid Avodah Zarah. We're also very busy with trying different it was once we had my parents' home. Yeah, I grew up in a very interesting house. There was a woman who escaped to Eretz Yisrael with her son. Of course they were from. When I say of course, because I'm Nebuch, even with her husband was a Poshto Ovid Avodah Zarah, being from, so to speak. But he and look, what I mean Poshto, it's not like the more Dakas the Ovid Avodah Zarah, who try to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu through 40 days in the Koysel, etc., to do different things. But I'm speaking about real Avodah Zarah. He had idols at home. He used to put them to sleep. He used to sing to them. He used to wake them up in the morning. He used to burn incense to them, you know, and he used to sell them. He mamish was a mamish a terach, the real thing. It was with a spitz. He studied Avodah Zarah for years. He went to schools, he traveled to far-off countries to learn all the different rituals and how to control different powers. Powers of Parnassa, and people used to come to him and he used to direct them and he made a fortune on his Avodah Zarah. using spiritual actions and spiritual controls and powers and understanding, underpinning of the spiritual koiches, so to speak, of the world. When I say so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach, bashgach, protis, and everything. But there are definitely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the world in certain ways, that they're behind every physical aspect. Being creation in the world is a spiritual creation, a spiritual being also. I mean, the old Avodah Zarah was using different forms of worship to control powers. And today also, I mean, Nebuch, Eretz Yisrael is full of hundreds of different Kabbalistic groups. They call it Kabbalah, whatever, that they're trying to, who knows what, and to be connected to underpinnings of understanding of how things work in order to control different things and to do different things, etc. And then there's also an Ephraim way of doing it. Call it Zgulot, etc. Or call it Hiskashus Latzadikim. Or call it 40 days Shir Hashirim, or 40 days Nishmas. Is it you're doing what you should be doing? You're doing the Rotzon Hashem? It's going to have a vehicle of a blessing. But that's the vehicle of the blessing. All of this stuff borders. I'm not going to be sharp. It borders on similarity to Avodah Zarah, even if it's through Yiddishkeit and Torah mitzvahs. There are things which are prosta grob Avodah Zarah, and then there's the Kabbalistic groups which also are mamish smell from serious Avodah Zarah. But then there's even in the most frumest form which exists in giving money to Kupa Seir and to Vada Rabbonim and to all the different fashions, the way these things are advertised. And it's a ganze, became a whole system of manipulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. The tachlis of a Yid is to be an Eved Hashem, Avdus, Hachno, surrender. It's a subtle idea, maybe. I hope I'm being clear. Maybe not enough. If I gave you this mashal from last night, this phone call, to me, one of my greatest rabbein, I would say, in this idea, a certain Yid from Brooklyn, Rabbi Sasson, the whole concept of surrender, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha and hagah. His whole family was Nebuch burned to death. To hear that person speak, the emuna na avoida, and he says one thing, 24/7. I have one avoida: surrender, 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 surrender. Er is a Yid. He is a Jew. He's a Jew. We shouldn't have nisyonis. Hashem should save us from nisyonis. But sometimes the beauty of Klal Yisrael, the greatest of Klal Yisrael, comes out through horrific challenges. Nebuch, Rabbi Sasson. It was a few years ago. Now, a horrible story. In Flatbush, I think it was. It was a Friday night. Leil Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a horrible tragedy. The emunah, the bitochen, to hear these people speak, to hear Rabbi Sasson speak, it's mind-boggling, godless. He used that word so many times, which I never appreciated it till I learned it from him. Of course, it's the olive base of Judaism, called surrender. I wouldn't know even to use that word. I mean, as funny as that, afterwards it hit me, I didn't appreciate the concept of that word enough in Judaism. That was given Paroi, and this is in this week's parsha. Vayokom Paroi mi mitosoi. Lailo, Vayokom Paroi, says Rashi on that posuk mi mitosoi from Zayin Bet. Lailo. Get up at the other extreme, you could have a paroi, you could, it was zaniach badetias liboy, but you could have a matziv, the whole country is going topsy-turvy, and everyone over there is fighting, They know 9 times already Moshe Rabbeinu said it's going to happen, and it happened. Moshe Rabbeinu said it's going to stop, the Makkah stop. And here Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kachatzeris Lailo Vihikesi Kol Bechor. Every single Bechor is going to die. He goes to sleep with his pajamas. He goes into bed. He falls asleep. Oh, that was the geula. That breaking of Vayokum Paroi Mimitosoi Laila Veloikeder Chamelochim. That kid, the kid's song, they have it in English too, about Paroi pajamas in the middle of the night. Dos zok the ganze geula, right there and then. Right there and then. Dos is the geula shleima. The hachno of the ra, the bitul ha-ra, the bitul ha-ego, the bitul ha-yeshus. And thus is ayid. And that's the most poshut the yid. That's the aleph beis of what Judaism is all about. As the pasuk says, v'anachnu lo neida manavi d'shamat boyenu shomo. So I spoke out last week. Moshe Rabbeinu telling Paroi, we don't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with limitations. I'm going to serve you up to a certain amount of tzoyin. I'm going to... How much korbanos are we going to take? You have to be willing to surrender everything. And that's what Krishma every single morning is. Every single evening. The Aleph base of Krishma, the most basic fundamental mitzvah of a Jew, is being mekabel al malchus shamayim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it has to go with a mesiras nefesh. What does mesiras nefesh mean? To visualize a willingness to give up everything. There's no ich, there's no me, there's no ego in Yiddishkeit. A person has to be willing to serve, to be makabel malchus shamayim means being an eved. What does being an eved mean? Surrender totally. Willingness to go till the end. Whatever it is, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol moidecho. And you have to love it, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than anything else, with a willingness to give up everything. The mistake of the generation before the Churban, the Nevi'im write very, very harshly. Lomali Rav Zivchachem. I don't want your korbanos. What was wrong with the korbanos of the generation before the Churban? When a korban vayter is used, like a saying Perek Shira 40 days, as a zgula or as a vehicle to bring about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's blessing, and as a place of control of doing a spiritual action in order to get an achievement, that's the absolute heifach hagomer of what a korban has to be. Lomali Rav Zivchachem Yom Rashem. When the haftarah of Parshas Zohar, when Shaul tells Shmuel, why didn't you do the tzivuy of Hashem? So he tells him, I was mekayim the tzivuy of Hashem. I wiped out Amalek. So then he asks him, Umakol atzoin hazeh ba'oznoi, I hear all those sheep. You're supposed to kill Amalek down to every single behemoth. What's those sheep that I hear? So he tells him, Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul, Vayomer loy Shaul, Baruch atah la'Hashem, Hakimoy sias dvar Hashem, says Shaul. Vayomer Shmuel, Mekol hatzoin hazeh ba'oznoi, V'kol habokor asher anochi shomea. Vayomer Shaul, no, it's okay, don't worry. We have good intentions. The nation was chomel on the best of the tzoyim v'abokor. Not time to use. It wasn't for our own purpose. We killed everything else, and this we took in order to be makrivit as korbonis. We're also going to shecht it eventually. What was the tzivu? The tzivu was, he tells him, Leich v'kisus ha-molek v'himato, you should kill me'ish v'ad isha me'ul v'ad yonik mishor v'ad se migomol v'ar chamor. Okay, so he says, we're not going to do it. We're just going to shech to bring it as a korban. He says, kimoisi d'vashem, he says, umako latzein as a bosnei. He says, the am, we're choymel on it to bring it as a korban. Vayorme Shmuel al shol heref. Shut up. Vagida lecho. Es ha-shadibre Hashem elai ha-layla. Vayorme lo idaber. Vayorme Shmuel alim koten atu be'einecho. You allow yourself to be swayed by the nation. Roy Shifte Israel Ato. Vaim Shachach Hashem Lemelech al Yisrael. Vaim Shachach Hashem Baderech, a Kajboch who gave you a tafkid. Vayor Melech Vecharam to Sachatim Samolik. Vimelcham to Boyad Kaloisoy Oysom. Velo Molo Shomato Bekoil Hashem. Why were you Nichna to listen to the Koil of Hashem? Vatasa Rabbe Ne Hashem. He begins arguing. Again, he blames the nation. They wanted to bring a korban. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want that Marbitz Torah to become a leader in Klal Yisrael, to teach the masses and to make thousands of people from? He wants Oilois, he wants Zvochim. Kishmoya b'koil Hashem. That Bochur let his eyes get taken out, because that was the Tzivi Hashem, he's much greater. Shmuel tells Shaul, Hashem wants, needs your thousands of korbonis. Hine shmoya Mizevach toiv. To listen is better than the greatest korban. It's toiv to be shomeya than to bring a zevach. Don't bring $1 billion to tzedakah. Not needed, not wanted. The person who knows how to be nichna to rotzen Hashem, to do an honest deal and not to make $1 million, and not then to go, I'll support thousands of yengalite. Who asked you to do? Hashem needs your thousand Yengalite learning. Kosher Geld is much more important. Be honest in your business. Go give tzedakah. Take care of your wife and children. You have gvirim. It's disgusting. I was once with a Roshiva by someone. He supports a koil in Yerushalayim, and his own daughter and son-in-law is busy washing chadrei madrigot in Yerushalayim in order to support themselves. He's busy supporting koilalim with young kids. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a tzivu mipsor chal tisalim, machnishkin mitzvahs, machnishkin chasodim. Listen to Rotzen Hashem. Elamai doesn't come with a whole, doesn't look so fantastic. Supporting your own kids it's much easier to be nice to the whole world to run chesed organizations than to be nice to your own wife and children. I'm just giving crazy examples of the sick world we live in today, the messed up values. It's an old story. Shmuel tells Shaul, who to ask you to bring all these karbonis? It was interesting in your karbonis. Lahakshiv, Michaelev Elim. It's much better to zechmachnia lahakshiv, to be careful to do rotzen Hashem than to bring chaylev elim, the best chaylev on the mizbeach. It looks impressive, right? Ki chatas kesem meri v'ovoy nutrofim haftzar. The chait of Avi Rezara is what? Merry, it's rebelliousness. Why is Kishuf Asur al Pitoira? It's rebelling against Hashem. You're trying to somehow use spiritual sorcery to somehow do something to force spiritual powers to work in a certain way for you. Merry, it's throwing off the oil Malchus Shamayim. Yan Mo'asto is Dvar Hashem, Mo'ascha Hashem Imelech. Shaul was never nichshal in avera. Chazal tell us it was like ben shono na'ar, but he missed the whole point of being nichna. He was careful not to be nichshang in chait. But when he was told to leich v'achram to sechatoim, he preferred to bring those animals as a korban than to just kill them to do ratzon Hashem. He preferred to give $1 million to tzedakah. It was more important to him than to be erlach and to be kosher in his business dealings. Chatas kesem, Mary. Shmoya mizevach toiv lahakshiv michalev elim. That's what being Jewish is all about. The opposite is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, yes. That's what Hashem says. Lo mali roiv zivchachem yorma Hashem. The greatest in Klal Yisrael could let it be a Shaul HaMelech, Melech Yisrael. He'll be scrutinized for every single maise that he does. The Yochid has to be in ganze nichna. David HaMelech being chosen was because he was machnia himself. Avdi David, Avdi David. Throughout Tanakh, throughout Tehillim. Mishol chapt, vayoyim mishol chotosi, ki avarti es pi Hashem. But again, ki oresi sa'om, he blames his faults on others. There and then it's all over. He said chotosi, but he gave a little blame. V'ata sona is chotosi v'shuviv mi v'shtach v'la Hashem v'yoyim l'shmul al shol lo'y oshuv imcho ki mo'as tos dver Hashem v'yim oscho Hashem yis melech al Yisrael. And then v'yoyim l'shmul al shmul kor Hashem is mamlochus Yisrael m'yolech ha'yoyim m'sonocho l'reach ha'atoiv mimecho. That's what Malchus Shaul was over. Ben David Avdecha. David HaMelech symbolizes Avdus, total hachno, total bitul yeshus for the Ratzon Hashem. You can say Yodai Muluchlocha is b'shvir v'shili v'dam to paskin ashayla, to learn Torah. That was David HaMelech. This week's parasha is the yesoides of Yiddishkeit, which begins even before Torah mitzvahs. It's a person submitting himself to the recognition of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus is a recognition of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis. How far does Hashgacha Pratis go? We have 10 makas. What do the makas teach us? Did I discuss this ever with you? A posh the shayla. What's our yesoid ha-yesoidus of emune? I did discuss with you. Milchus shuva, I think. What was the purpose of the makas? What's the purpose of the makas? What's shteit? What? No. Any other ideas? Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the world. So let me ask you a question. Yeah. It's a posh teretz. But stupid people ask questions not for the sake of getting answers, but just to be lekanter and to try to mess up the Deus Yeshurus of Bnei Yodom. So I'll bring you the, just to make sure to make things clear. Says the Rambam, Yisoida Torah, Perek Shmini. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yeheminu bo Yisrael mipnei ha'oisois sha'osa. Shama min al pi ha'oisois, someone whose belief is based on Nisim, seeing changes that happen to the world. Yesh bili b'doifi. He's not sholim in his emuna. She'efsha she'yase ha'oiz b'loit v'kishuf. Maybe it happened through magic. What do you mean? Kinim. They all saw. There was not shaykh that it. Ezbash elikimi. Rambam zogt anisht. Elakola oise shosem moshe b'amidbar lefi ha'tzorech ha'so'om. Says the Rambam, all the mitzvahs were done for a purpose. Loi lovi raya la nevuah. Hayatzorech lashkis ha'mitzrim. Karas hayom v'sinlan b'soichoy. Tarachnu le'mozoin, we needed mozoin. Hayud lanu samon. Samu bokalem esa even kofr boyadas kairach bala oisan aaretz v'chein shar kol oisos u'b'mahe minu boy b'mamer har sinai sheineinu ro'u v'loizor v'azneinu shamanu. We all saw, we all heard. It wasn't anyone else, and it was all as one big nation. We heard it together. Ha'esh v'ha'koilis v'lapidim v'uniga shel ha'arofil v'akol medaber elov. And we all heard a voice call out and say, Moshe, Moshe, Lech emor lem kach v'kach. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and tell him to tell us. V'cheinu oymez, the Pasuk says, Ponim b'ponim, dibra Hashem imochem. We heard Hashem and we knew it was Him. V'ayodata ayoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped the shever rekiim, the oretz. V'yodata ayoyim, v'ashivois el v'avecho. Ata her esoladas, you were shown to know. Mamet Har Sinai. So what's then the purpose of the Oisus of Moifsa? The Rambam says that's not the basis of Emuna. We can discuss it at length. Bring me a dike the Rambam, Lenin up the Rambam. But in a nutshell, the Yesod is Poshin. It's not the basis of Emuna. But it's teaching us, once we know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Maimon Har Sinai. He showed us His Malchus, Ki Hashem Hu Elikim. But the appreciation of how far that goes, the details, they're called Hashgacha Pratis. What's Hashgacha Pratis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every pitch of ke, in every little mashu in a person's life. That's V'yedatim Kani Hashem. Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz. That was Makas Bechoris, which was the biggest gili of Hashgacha Pratis. Because Baruch Hu says, every Bechor will die. Every Bechor will die. What does it mean, every Bechor will die, as Rashi brings? Umeis kol Bechor. Ein bayis asher ein shom meis. Every single hidden secret. What the wife didn't tell her husband. You know, all those mitzri families were one shtick schmutz. Susas zirmam zirmosom ervas oretz. Chazal say about Mitzrayim is mamish the worst mokim, full of znus and tumah. Every secret over there in shtub that only Yepis the husband knew, only the wife knew, who, where, what, all those dark secrets. Kadosh Baruch Hu, every single yachid, ani Hashem, who's mavde between that tipa of the bechor. Rashi brings. Every time that an Isha was mezane with the Bachar, so it was his Bachar, and suddenly the fourth child, the fifth kid in the family, dies. Avada, she knows why. She knows that he's a Bachar from that Bachar. And then there's the Bachar Mena'im, and then there's the Bachar Mena'av, and each and every one dark secrets that no one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mavd between every single tipa shel Bachar, the tipa that's not a tipa shel Bachara. The greatest gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in every pitch of Ken. There's nothing kevyachol too dirty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know about. It's all goli lefonov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involved in every detail of every shmutzik little goy out there. Alach es kama v'kama, the b'chira b'riya. Our Yiddishkeit is not based on the Oisus u'Moifsim, but fakert. It teaches us the extent and the details of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. V'yedatim keni Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We know Moshe Rabbeinu's was Meshulach to us to give us the Torah through Mamad Har Sinai, correct? Therefore, no stupid Koifer who wants to make issues should ask you shalos from a Rambam. You should not. Dama Shetoshiv Lapikuris. The Oiz is some Moistim, but yes, it's true. Parshas Boy, Parshas Va'era, can Yechbadeti Esli Boy, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought these markers to teach me, to teach you, to teach every one of us how to involve a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. It's not enough just to recognize and realize that Hashem created the world and He runs the world. We have to darahir the makas to understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement. And we have to live a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does living a Kodesh Baruch Hu mean? Make Him a tangible part of our lives in a way that we total surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivuyim and to His rotzen. Total acceptance of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. And total acceptance to be nichna to the tzivuy Hashem. And to know that that's the tachlis of what being a Jew is all about. Hachno. Going out of Mitzrayim was for one purpose. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be Avdei HaMokol. And that's what being an Eved is all about. Hachno'o. Surrender. Torah mitzvahs has to be a form of avoida. Avduhu b'torosoi. Avduhu b'mikdoshoi. Avdehu b'mitzvoisof. We have to do Torah. We have to learn Torah as a tool, as a vehicle of doing Rotzen Hashem. To be nichna. Zol Zoichzai.